right, just coming up to 9:15. Now, a three-day festival to promote a more positive image of Luton has been organised by the Gospel Pentecostal Church. The Neighbours Together annual event comes after a spate of shootings in the town that claimed the lives of Delaney Brown and Paul Foster. Organiser Pastor Lawrence Fagbaye joins me in the studio. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
How you doing? How are you doing today?
How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm not bad at all. Now, if we can speak about, I've just mentioned two names, Paul Foster and Delaney Brown. How have those negative headlines about the town affected you?
It's affected me as a resident of Luton and as someone that actually appreciate life, because we're talking about people who have experienced a little bit of hurt. Mm-hmm. They've had their lost one cut down for, you know, reason which was beyond their control.
Yeah.
And, that has brought a lot of negative news to Luton, and it's affected people, their feelings, their emotion. And not only that, the negative press about it, you know, people believe that Luton is now gone ridden and all that. And, as a pastor and as a citizen, what people should be hearing more, what they should be seeing, is good things and good news. So we are trying everything that we can do to actually change the news round. We are called into good news so that we can spread the good news among the people, reassure them about what has happened, how we can, you know, turn it around, how we can work together as citizens of this country, as, you know, neighbors together, how neighbors can come together really and where need be, crying on each other's shoulder and embrace ourselves and encourage ourselves and move forward and work together.
Now, as a church pastor, do you take any responsibility in, you know, in a role in tackling gun and, you know, crime in general?
Yes, even going back to 1999, 2000, I was a pastor in New Ardent in Croydon. That was the time they were building the tram. There was a lot of crime around that end, you know, especially among the younger generation. Mm. And I had this young lad that was stabbed. That must be about the time of Damilola Taylor. Okay. He was stabbed badly that he nearly died. Mm. And, his mom, I wouldn't say she was a single-parent mom, but there was some stuff going on that time.
Yeah.
That, you know, the boy was trusted to us. He nearly died, you know, physically. And emotionally, he was really, you know, brain, you know, dead, I would say, because he lost hope in life. And during a few years of coaching and him coming around to the church, his life was turned around. We've left, Croydon for a few years now, but I was invited to one event about 6 years ago, and one woman came to me. I said, Pastor, I've got, something for you. I've got a surprise for you. Mm. Close your eyes. And there was this tall man, standing, towering over me.
Yeah.
And he said, that is that man. That is what you are helping us, to produce.
Yeah.
Not only is he a graduate now, he's a good citizen, and he's going to be married, so time. If you have time, I would love to invite you. He's turned his life around.
Well,
he's gotten rid of the hatred, and he's been, a good person. Of course, was involved in, gun culture and all those, I don't want to use negative names, as people will call, some younger generation. But, that has been turned around. And in Luton, we are a member of, many organizations, voluntary, Action Luton, for example, are head, and the GP ministries too work with the local borough, LBC, to ensure that we have a stronger and safer society, in Luton.
Now, I mean, you've given one example, and, I commend your work, but is there just sort of too many individuals like that for any, big impact to be made?
Is any too bad? Well, of course, I'll say, one is even too many. Mm. One crime is too many. But there are many other names that I could mention. I don't know whether I could drop that in, but maybe at a later stage.
Yeah.
But we are working with people, including yourself, the media and other, voluntary group, to see what we can do to help them out.
Yeah. Mm. And I mean, for people who think, that a pastor's work is only on Sunday for a few hours in front of a church, that story you've just told, it obviously isn't. I mean, this is what you do all week, isn't it?
Yes. I want our listeners to understand and to know that church has stopped being a Sunday business, especially, with the GP ministry. We work during the week to ensure that our youth are engaged, that our streets are safer. We do have a youth program every Friday. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, we give them room to exercise themselves. If they have anything outside Youth Friday, we listen to them and we hear them out and we encourage them to actually be engaged, fully engaged, whereby they will not be idle, or, they will not feel that, youth are not being involved in the society.
Yeah.
To live a positive life. We're giving them, role model, you know, coaching them to be good citizens. You know, it's not just about Sunday. It's something that we do, you know, throughout the week.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, where the event is taking place, that area has been known to have its problems. Did you choose that because of that reason?
That was one of the reasons why we chose the area. That time, as someone that was an active member of Voluntary Action Looting, looking through the statistics, I saw that there were high, you know, percentage of, you know, some petty, you know, crimes, you know, what people will say, ASBO, you know, antisocial behaviors. And I discussed with my colleagues that surely the church and various other groups could do something about it. And that was how we came about this, you know, neighbors together. Yeah. Actually, the lady that interviewed me from, you know, Herald and Post said, "Pastor, you know what? I live next to someone and I don't even know their name." And I said, you know, what we are doing is actually getting neighbors together to see how we can, you know, discuss the community needs, the challenges, and how we can work together to resolve them.
Okay, well, we're going to talk much more about the festival. We're just going to get into a track, Pastor.